أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. We are still in this chapter that we should hurry, hasten towards all goods, and the encouragement that we should turn for that person who turns towards good, and he should wait with effort and without any doubt. That is our yaqeen, as explained in the previous chapter, that pondering in the creation of Allah Ta'ala, we should build our full yaqeen and trust on Allah Ta'ala. Iqan, yaqeen, conviction on the existence of Allah, the power of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, of akhirat, is of absolute importance. And that makes the quality of our ibadat very great. And in fact, it will follow naturally, logically, after that, a person will hasten towards doing all good and making his ibadat to please Allah Ta'ala. The dunya will just completely fall from his eyes. The glitter and glamour of this dunya will appear ugly and dirty in his eyes, and a great desire for akhirat will come in him. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, in his great mercy, has encouraged us so much in the Quran Sharif and in the hadith as well. Yesterday we read the ayat, Fastabiqul Khairat, that is, race with one another in doing good deeds. Today we race and compete with one another in dunya's matters. Our women folk, their fashions, their dressing, their high-heeled shoes, their cosmetics, they vie with one another to be better than the other, that I must be the dress, the most smartest, etc. We also, my house must be the best, my garden must be the best, I must drive the best motor car. We vie in dunya's things, which is the work of a really foolish person, for this dunya is nothing whatsoever. If that conviction of Allah and akhirat comes, then this is what should be done. We should vie and excel with one another over matters of deen. Who can make more ibadat? Who can turn more to Allah Ta'ala? Who has more conviction on Allah Ta'ala and prepares for the akhirat? In the ayat that we read today, Allah Ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, and hasten with one another towards the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. No matter how pious a person becomes also, he still needs to ask for forgiveness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I ask 70 times a day, I make istighfar tawbah. 100 times a day, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was completely free from any type of wrong, any type of error also. Allah protected him. They were masoom. But one of the reasons the ulama give, that as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam realized more and progressed more in the marifat, the love of Allah Ta'ala, then he asked for forgiveness on his previous condition. That that time he still did not have that love of Allah which now Allah has given him, and this just increased all the time. So anyway, all of us are in need of asking forgiveness. And the most biggest sinner is that person who thinks, I haven't got any sins on me. And worse perhaps than him is the one who looks at the sins of other people and thinks that I am free of sins. We are all guilty, and we all have to ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah says, don't delay in this matter. Hurry in this matter of asking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And another thing which you should hurry also, wajannatin, towards a jannat. And here Allah gives one explanation of jannat, arduha samawatu wal ard, that the width of it is the skies and the earth, the seven skies and the earth. So huge is jannat that the width of jannat is this. The length of jannat is not even mentioned. That is beyond anything. We cannot explain and understand it. That is what a person, where the quantity of things are also so great, the quality of things are also so great. But today we hardly ever think of the ni'mat of jannat. We are looking at the ni'mat of this dunya. dunya, how I can buy that motor vehicle, how I can go and live in that area, in those suburbs, how I can have my house made like this. These things are what we think about. But of Jannat and the namats of Jannat, which Allah has mentioned so much in the Quran Sharif, that we don't think of it at all. Allah Ta'ala says, for example, about Jannat, وَفَاكِهَةٍ مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُهِ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. What great namats of Jannat, of the fruits, the damsels of Jannat. وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا لَا مَقْتُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعَةٍ إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً فَجْعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا قُرَبًا أَتْرَابًا لِأَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. The abundance of fruit, that there will be no season will limit any fruit. Nobody to stop you. You won't have to worry about diabetes, about eating any sweet fruit, having your mangoes. You won't have to worry of a gas problem, nothing whatsoever. And those damsels of Jannah who are masters in the art of making love, they will make such love to you that you could never ever imagine. All those great namats, but we don't think about that. We look at the dirty, filthy woman on the road. We go on porn sites and we look at filth and dirt. And those pure women, we don't even think of them. They will be forever virgins. Their virginity will never cease. Even after having relations with them, Allah will make them virgins again. What great enjoyment. But we look at the filth of dirt of this dunya, where we get involved with AIDS and the terrible consequences of that. HIV, that is what we fall into. As Muslims, it's very sad for us that we fall into this. The people who got no brains, who are blind and deaf and dumb, if they fall in this filth and dirt, it can be understood. But Muslims who have got Iman, and who look with the light of Iman, for us to be involved in these things. So Allah says, look at that Jannat, U'iddat lil muttaqeen. Allah says, it has been prepared for those people who have got taqwa. And we don't think of acquiring taqwa, of staying away from haram, staying away from doubtful things, staying away from resorts and undesired places, staying away from unnecessary things of this dunya, wasting our time in shopping malls and in all the other places of this dunya, going for holidays, international destination has become now a thing of even the ordinary average person, and wasting our money in those things. Going to look at animals, and when we live with animals there, animal instincts come into us. That we are happier if we stay with righteous and pious people, that qualities will wash or rub off onto us. But when we go and stay amongst animals and we are proud of staying in animals, then that qualities, we get animal qualities, and then our brains become completely dysfunctional. They don't function anymore. And we see, as the Quran says, when the right, we don't ever see it as right. The good, we don't see it as good. And the evil, that we run after. And we are proud of doing the wrong and the evil. May Allah guide us and let us give us the tawfiq to rush towards doing good deeds and hasten for akhirat and prepare for akhirat. And it's our duty that we bring this into our families also, into our extended families, the community. Make everyone understand it is each one of us our duty to do this. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.